Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here. I'll be joined momentarily by my partner, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Want to congratulate John Freeberg and Steve from Langsburg, winners of our ticket trivia contest, and we'll be getting their tickets to them shortly before kickoff today at Spartan Stadium. And we're also going to have a couple pair of tickets before the Purdue game. So if you want to see Senior Day and the last chance to watch Michigan State, maybe get a 10th win of the season and move within one game of a Big Ten title or a Rose Bowl berth, that is your opportunity, and we'll take care of that in a couple of weeks. Michigan State, of course, off next week. And we'll be following high school football with all our surviving teams. Want to bring my partner back in. Tom Crawford, where are you?
Hi, Jack. I got a good tip from our good caller and friend Mark Dodson, who told me when I was going to pick up Cody that 96 had been freed up. And so I'm on 96, and I'm flying around like I normally do on the way to Ann Arbor. So I beat the heck going 127 and 94 because I hate going in there at State Street. There's a much better way to go, so it's all good.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. If anyone is on their way down now or just leaving and trying to dash in the way Tom normally does at kickoff, 96 is open, and that should also help fans who are coming to Spartan Stadium. If you are driving to East Lansing, you don't have to worry about all the rubberneckers or people who would be having a impasse and clogging up the westbound lanes as well. Just had a chance to talk with Jeff Rivers of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, former LSJ sports editor, and we talked about Minnesota. Tom, who is the candidate for Minnesota?
Boy, I don't know. I haven't even delved into that. You know, I first initially, we talked Don Treadwell, but you're saying that the pre-qualifications are required that it be head coaching experience. So I think what Minnesota might do, and this is probably why they, you know, did the mid-season termination and then take their time and try to figure out who, probably going to be waiting to see some fallout from what happens postseason and what availability is out there. So to be honest with you, I don't really have a clue who that candidate list, even the Phil Fulmer thing that you threw out. That one doesn't seem like a fit to me for some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't to me either. And, of course, the first one they went after was Tony Dungy. That didn't work. But Jeff said, hey, high on that list is Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, good luck with that. Ain't going to happen. If he's going to leave Stanford, he's coming to Michigan. All ours, baby.
Hey, Rich Rodriguez is going to win two more games, and then the job won't be open.
I don't know. I mean, regardless, even if – I don't know. Yeah, today's the key. If he loses today – I would be shocked if he retained this job just because of the fact of where the season will go from this vantage point. He wins today, then it's a 50-50, depending on how it goes against the Badgers and the Bucks.
Tom, you know, we talked about the new design of the stadium, and it's spectacular. It looks great, as it should, for the amount of money that was spent on it. But if Michigan loses today to Illinois, chances are pretty good that the Wolverines are going to lose to Wisconsin. A lot of people think Wisconsin is the best team in the Big Ten. If that happens, in this new structure that everyone is talking about, tremendous home field advantage and how awesome it's going to be to play there, that would be four home losses.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that I really have a difficult time stomaching. There have been a couple of years in the past, Michigan's lost to Notre Dame and Ohio State in the same year, so there's been double hits, but to have four would be unprecedented. And then this goes back to when you talk to the Jamie Morrises of the world that, we lost to Michigan State, lost to Iowa at home. Those are good teams. Look, the bottom line is you do not lose at home if you're Michigan. That's the whole mentality. You go in, and to lose two, alone that four, is just unfathomable. So, that's what hurts, because the Michigan fans witness it then, and then you hear the boos and the disgruntlement, and be really interesting to see if this will be really – this is what I'm fearing will happen.
Right,
if they lose
right.
to Illinois, lose Purdue, when they play Wisconsin, it'll just be like the Ohio State game last year where the Badger fans take over the stadium.
All right, we're going to go through these picks very quickly. I believe I'm up five. Not sure exactly the standings here. Number three, TCU at number five, Utah.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Frogs. I saw them play a couple times and don't know a lot about Utah, but I think TCU is going to be unflappable, win that game on the road.
All right, we have about a minute to go. I'll take Utah in that game. Okay. Alabama, LSU, Tom?
I'm going to take the Tide. They've had the one loss. I'm going with the Tide over LSU.
All right, same here. How about Wisconsin at Purdue?
Oh, my God. Turn out the lights. Go Badgers. They're going to romp on Purdue.
Arizona at Stanford, Tom.
Jimmy Harbaugh, he's the man. Cardinal win at home.
I have to agree with you. I'll take Stanford over Arizona. Northwestern at Penn State.
Penn State, now that they got that momentum back, I'm going with Penn State.
I'm going to agree. Penn State beats a banged-up Northwestern team. How about Baylor, number 21 Baylor, at Oklahoma State?
Beat the Horns at on the road. I'm going with the Bears.
All right, I'm going to take Oklahoma State there, give you a chance to gain a game. All right, and the two games of greatest interest, Illinois at Michigan, give me a score.
42-31, Flying Illini.
Wow, 42-31. Okay, I'm going to say 35-31, favor of Illinois in that game. And Minnesota, Michigan State, you have a score, Tom?
49-10. Michigan State.
I'll say 41-10 Spartans. Want to thank all of our special guests. Rob Zimmerman, Coach of the Week from the DeWitt Panthers. Dan Dickerson, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Tigers. Angelique Shingelis of the Detroit News. Appreciate her joining us. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and Jeff Rivers, Minneapolis Star Tribune. For my producer, Scott Eckersley, and co-host Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling saying, have a great weekend, everyone.